Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Perhaps you've heard the news that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson didn't want the job he now holds and didn't seek it. That comes from the one reporter who was allowed to travel with him to Asia, Aaron McPike from the conservative news site IJR, or Independent Journal Review. IJR is also in the news right now because it just retracted a story that suggested a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii that blocked President Trump's revised travel ban last week was influenced by former President Obama's visit there. The publication has suspended the author of that story and two of his editors. For more, we're joined by NPR's David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And tell us more about what happened here at IJR.
Well, so it's a conservative millennialist site, as you say. They posted this story about Obama, and it sort of was a reflection of a split within the site. You have more serious pieces like the one, to be fair, done by Aaron McPike from that trip with the Secretary of State, a pretty good piece, actually, in retrospect. And you've got then these viral stories, and a lot of this is based on some really terrific piece by Oliver Darcy in Business Insider. But he was able to reveal the pressure on them to serve essentially red meat for conservatives. Online readers really ginned up the process there. One of the editors was interested in this idea of, hey, was this Hawaiian federal judge somehow connected with Obama? Somebody in their internal messaging group on Slack said, that's unsubstantiated. It's complete conspiracy theory. No fact to it. And he said, I'm going to assign somebody to do that story anyway. Ultimately, when that was fleshed out, he was suspended, as was a reporter, another editor, as you say. But nonetheless, it's a sign of the intense desire to serve a conservative pro-Trump audience out there, some way of damning his critics and of the judges who are trying to provide a stop to him in certain ways.
Which brings us to the other story that's kind of related to this, which would be at Fox News, which has pulled Judge Andrew Napolitano off the air after he made unsubstantiated claims that a British intelligence agency helped former President Obama wiretapped then-candidate Donald Trump. Napolitano, who is a senior judicial analyst for Fox News, said this last Wednesday on Fox Business.
Did the British CIA, as I keep calling it, the GCHQ, actually do this? They say no. The intelligence sources with whom I spoke say yes. I don't know if the investigators will get to the bottom of it.
And then 3 days later, Fox News' Shepard Smith said this on air.
Fox News cannot confirm Judge Napolitano's commentary. Fox News knows of no evidence of any kind that the now president of the United States was surveilled at any time in any way, full stop.
And now, as we said, Judge Napolitano has been pulled off the air. Are these isolated incidents, or do you see this as a moment for conservative media outlets?
I think, you know, Fox very much has the presentation and bunting of a traditional news organization, but the opinion and punditry tail wags the dog. And so you have people who are serving in what sounds like a journalistic role, a guy like Napolitano, but providing really a kind of point of view. At one point, he said Fox News can report this. Hmm. Fox News couldn't report that, and Fox News hadn't vetted that. And you're seeing a point at which their sympathies and their desire to serve an audience that's sympathetic to Trump is coming into conflict with the repertorial notion that they've been providing the public as well. And I think you're seeing real tension there.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thanks as always.
You bet.